Good morning. How you feeling? How you feeling? How you feeling? And I said, aloha, kaiaka. It's breakfast with Bob. And Hoggles on the rock.
Poncho Man! Welcome to Breakfast with Bob Kona Edition. We are brought to you by EAS Sports Nutrition, Hoka One One, Polar, Osco Wellness, Velo Fix, Four Seasons Hualalai, and we're showing on triathlonworld.com. My next guest, 2012 Ironman 70.3 champion and Ironman champion, Leanda Cave. Leanda, how the heck are you?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Always so much fun. I love the hats you guys are doing at Ventum. Make America Aero Again. I love that. So are you loving riding the Ventum?
I am. It's been a game changer, I feel. And we are seeing a lot more of these kind of more non-traditional frames come out. Yeah. And I think it's great. Ventum was, I feel, one of the first to really step up and do something different. And now a lot of other bike companies are following suit. So that's the biggest compliment, you know, when you see other bike companies sort of following or copying, yes, if you like. So I feel, yeah, I'm super happy on the bike. Most comfortable bike I've ever ridden. And yeah, you never have to pick up a water bottle. You just stay down in aero position now. And I think that's two benefits, twofold, you know, more aero, but also safer. You don't have to like reach for bottles anymore. So yeah, it's really cool.
So when I look back at your career, so four-time world champion, and there's very few people who've won, you know, Olympic distance, right? 70.3, ITU long distance, and Kona. That's a lot of world championships.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think.
But it shows a variety. It shows that you can adapt to different distances.
Yeah, I mean, I did start in ITU in my younger days, and then moved more to the longer stuff as I got a little older. I'm not that old, but I still...
You're a youngster.
I get called the veteran of the sport. But honestly, if you look at the ages of some of the athletes here in the race, you know, we're all kind of in our late 30s.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like part of the success that I've had is this, you know, I kept digging and digging and digging. I never gave up, and I never retired like some of my competition.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, as a female, you have a lot of other things that you have to consider, like families and relationships and... you know, like for me, I've put that aside and I've just kept racing. So, yeah, I feel like the longer I've gone, the more success I've had.
You also seem like you seem really happy, right? There's just a little bit of a glow. Just this last couple of years, you seem like you're in a really good place. After you won the full Ironman and you won here and you won the 70.3 Worlds, it's sort of the ultimate, right? That's the goal. How hard was it to come back the next year and to be motivated again when you sort of reached the pinnacle?
I mean, I'm always motivated. I feel like even when I won in 2012, both races, I didn't have the race of my life. Though essentially when you look at the results, you think that I did.
Right.
But I feel like I'm still searching for that day when I start a race and I feel amazing.
You're floating.
And I'm floating. And honestly, that was the race last year. And, you know, you can't predict misfortune and crashing. It is part of the job description, I feel. But yeah, you have years where you do everything right, but then there's just that one thing that goes wrong. So
you mean like crashing the bike?
Like crashing a bike.
Yeah,
you know?
That's more than one little thing. Yeah,
I wasn't the only one who had some misfortune. I know, yes, Heather Wirtel had to pull out just because of some battery issue with her DI2 shifting. And,
sure.
And that stuff just, you know, it
drives you crazy.
It's nuts. Like mechanical problems and crashing, that's all literally part of racing. And you have to just get back and put that aside and start moving, yes, forward to the next goal.
When I look back at some of the classic races here, that 2012 race, because we've got this amazing runner named Marinda Carfrae, and she's moving in on passing Leanda Cave, and then Caroline Stephan is up ahead, and all of a sudden, there's Leanda basically digging deep, Marinda falling off, you going past Caroline and winning the race. Did you have a sense of how close Marinda was?
I never knew, you know, this whole race still gives me goosebumps because it's
it was pretty special to watch.
You never forget those moments. You'd love to have more of them, but they are so few and far between,
yes,
that you have to savor every one that you get. And That race in particular, yeah, it was crazy. I also had a penalty. To this day, I'm not quite sure why. I think it was a blocking penalty or something. I tried to pass Caroline going downhill, which didn't happen because she was just actually going too fast, and I had to pull back, and they penalized me for that. So I had a 4-minute penalty, but so did Caroline, so did Mary Beth Alice. So it was kind of like one of those weird races where so much stuff happened, and I was being chased down by Mirinda, and she actually caught me the year before. The year before, I came third.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, here we go. It's another scenario where right. Mirinda's just going to catch me on the run. I had no idea she was there. She had an episode where she had been calorie deficient and mm-hmm. wasn't able to make the pass and ended up fading a little bit towards the end of the run. And that's where I actually found my strength. And I came through, and Caroline, again, she was fading, and I was just getting stronger and stronger. And I guess that is kind of the ultimate thing that you'd want to happen in an Ironman, but I feel like it's typically where you actually fade towards the end of the race. So,
right.
you know, I feel like get everything right, nutrition-wise, pacing-wise, and that's the race that I would like to have again.
So when you come into this race and you've won it before, and last year, obviously crashing and having a concussion, not having the race you wanted to have, and knowing that you were probably in amazing shape for the race, how hungry does that make you for this year?
I really struggled mentally after last year. I had several other races that I did.